The Northwestern University men's soccer team traveled to Madison this past weekend for a tournament hosted by the Badgers. NU had just 7 wins last year and hasn't made the NCAAs since 2014. But with a talented freshman class, the Cats are primed maybe for a bounce-back season. Hello, everyone. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect anytime or give quickly, safely, and securely online at WWIB.com. NU senior outside backer Jake Roberge from Murraysville, PA, is with me on the show today. His older brother Mike played for the program too. So Jake, welcome. Tell us about the weekend games here across the border in Madison, will you?
Yeah, definitely. So we actually played 2 games, one versus Valparaiso and one versus Fordham. And on Saturday, we ended up beating Valparaiso. One good goal, and then our defense played pretty well, and we were able to close it out 1-0. And then we had a quick turnaround, and on Monday, we played Fordham. It was kind of a tournament style where Fordham played Wisconsin on Saturday, and we played Valparaiso, and then kind of flopped like that. And we ended up playing Fordham on Monday, and you know they're a pretty good team. Got up 2-0 on them, and then a few mishaps happened, and we ended up letting in 2 goals, sent it to overtime, where they were able to get the 3rd goal on us, unfortunately. But I mean, Fordham's a great team, top 20 team in the country, so it was a really good experience, kind of playing against them, seeing how those type of teams can play. Really good preparation for the Big Ten season.
So after that 7-12 season last year, how do you feel, Jake, your team is playing here early on in 2018?
Yeah, I think our team's tracking pretty well. So we actually returned 10 out of our 11 starters from last year's team. So definitely, and actually we started off the season, I think, something like 1-9, and we're able to kind of, towards the end of the season, really start to hit our groove and kind of find our way. And I'd say that's kind of trending right on into this year, where we've definitely been playing pretty well. So excited about that, excited about the future. Definitely a lot of like young guys that are playing early and often. So, yeah, I mean, we've got goals from sophomores this weekend. One junior scored a goal. So it was definitely an exciting weekend.
A good bunch of new kids on this team. In fact, what, top 25 recruiting class, I think, in the nation down there in Evanston, right?
Yes, yeah, our freshman recruiting class is really good. We got a guy that played with Real Madrid's academy in Spain, and then a couple other freshmen. One of the freshmen scored versus Fordham, and then three freshman starters right now. So all around, just a really young team. I mean, right now, there's only in my class, I'm a senior, and there's only 2 or 3 of us even chipping in. We have 1 starter, and then 2 of us others that are coming off the bench. So just a really young team, I think trending in a really good direction. So I'm pretty excited about the future.
All right. Well, the Cats averaged, just over a goal per match last year, and it's not going to be enough very often. You feel like in the off season and this year, you're kind of addressing that lack of offense?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something we're working on every day. I definitely think our defense is pretty strong and growing in the attack. But I mean, we have guys like a guy by the name of Tommy Katsianis, who scored 7 goals last year, added a goal this weekend, and then a guy named Bardia Kimiavi. He actually just scored his 2nd goal of the season versus Fordham, and he's a freshman. And then we have the freshman from Real Madrid who's coming in. He's actually a little banged up, injured right now, but I think once he kind of starts hitting the field, he'll start adding a few goals. So I definitely think the coaches were able to address that in the recruiting classes. So excited about that going forward.
Okay, 5'11", 170-pound senior Jake Roberge from the Northwestern Wildcats men's soccer team on the other end of the phone line with me today. 5 Big Ten teams, 5 conference teams played in the NCAA last year. Talk to me about the challenge of playing in the Big Ten, will you?
Yeah, the Big Ten is 2nd to none whenever it comes to soccer performance. I mean, Michigan State, Michigan, Indiana made the final. Maryland is unbelievable every year. So a lot of top 25 teams, but honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. It's fun playing against all the big teams and big names, seeing eventual guys go on to play professionally. Wisconsin had an unbelievable team last year as well. So I definitely, I know all those teams are definitely trending in the right direction. I know Wisconsin lost quite a bit of guys that graduated, went on to play professionally, Mark Segbers, a couple other guys like that, Catalano. So they might take a little bit of a hit this year in terms of performance. But, I mean, honestly, they had a great recruiting class too. So we'll see. I mean, I definitely think the Big Ten will continue to be one of the best, if not the best, conferences in the country. So it's just exciting to be able to play against those guys on a day-in, day-out basis.
Well, things are trending in the right direction for NU men's soccer team. And here today to talk about it, Jake Roberge, their senior. And God is doing some awesome things spiritually on this team this year, and work that he started in 2015. I think we'll save that for next time here, Jake, and have you walk us through the timeline of what God has done with the Wildcats men's soccer program. So thanks for being here today. We will talk soon. Have a good one.
Have a great day.
You too.